Welcome to Bigger Talks with Eric Bigger, a podcast dedicated to delving into unexpected conversations with a diverse range of guests. I'm your host, Eric Bigger, and I'm joining you each week to create an authentic space of dialogue about the subcultures of American life through engaging discussions with writers, actors, experts, and influencers. We will explore the strength of diversity and the transformational power of vulnerability. So let's dive in and discover the unexpected together on Bigger Talks. Bigger Talks, Bigger Talks. Back again, another episode. So happy and grateful right now for you guys to be here. All followers, all the subscribers, thank you. Thank you for supporting this podcast. Thank you for following each week. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for DMing me on Instagram and all the YouTube shorts. So thank you, thank you, thank you. This episode is sponsored by Simplified Impact, experts in the marketing field to take your content, videos, and all your insights from your IP, your creative IP, and expand it out to increase your frequency, to increase your value in the marketplace from whatever industry or market you're in. Also, it's miracleseason.co. Get your merch, t-shirts, snapbacks, hoodies, mugs, all of the things. Check it out. It's my brand. And you guys know, if you've been following me, that everybody wants the miracle, but they don't want the season. So in today's episode, I want to talk about the importance, the intentionality of the power of gift giving. Give your gift, but don't sit on it. You know, I think a lot of us in general, we all have a gift, and I think we don't give it in the way it needs to be given because we just don't have a real understanding and purpose of it. So today, I'm going to talk about the power of gift giving, how to discover your gift, and how to use your gift for good, how your intuition plays into your gift. And more importantly, when you work in your gift, you will heal your soul. When you work in your gift, you will heal your soul. So important. So, okay, where do we begin? So gift, what is a gift? I believe that your gift is something you were given that was in you at birth. You came to the planet, this amazing gift. It could be listening, speaking, writing, creating, athleticism, right? So it's something you do naturally without thinking about it and without there being resistance within your frequency, being resistance in your mind or your body. I think Steve Harvey says, when you work in your gift, it'll make room for you. Your gift will make room for you. So what I do know is that I have, well, a long time had the gift of discernment, the gift of intuition, the gift of following our soul's consciousness, right? Our soul has a consciousness. And I believe that's what your intuition is connected to, your higher self, your gut, right? And a lot of times we get disconnected from it because, you know, it doesn't make sense. But when it makes sense to you, you stay connected and it takes you higher. Where in ways in my life, it's taken me so further and so far. And sometimes I get disconnected and I forget how to use that channel, that gift, right? That soul discernment, consciousness of my intuition. So yeah, gift. A gift is something naturally that comes to you without thinking about it. You do it with ease, it's effortless, and you make it happen. And so the power of gift giving, as I said before, when you give your gift, it will make room for you. So the more we're working in our gifts, we're constantly healing our soul, the soul of who we are, what we are in this lifetime. And I think the world has confused us and made us believe that we only must make money from our gift for us to utilize it, to actualize it, to actually be in it more than a little bit. That's not true. You know, sometimes your gift is your anchor to bring the money to you, right? Your gift is the tool to bring you more tools. Your gift is the vehicle that you get in to take you to your promised land, to take you to your destiny, to take you to your higher realm, to create more in the universe. And as I said before, when we're working in our gift, we heal our soul, but we also heal the soul of the planet and the people around us. Because then if we're working in our gift, I believe your gift is attached to your purpose. It allows you to go further in life. It allows others to go further in life, and you will feel better about yourself. You'll feel more confident. You'll feel more empowered. You'll feel more at ease. You'll have more peace. You'll have more faith and favor over your life because you're not doing the thing only to make money. You're not working in your gift only to appear a certain way. You're working in your gift because it's allowing your soul to evolve, heal, and it's allowing you to be free. Let's look at someone like LeBron James. Basketball is his gift. Yes, he works on it. He's empowered in it, right? He's disciplined. But look how many people he's blessed in his lifetime because he's using his gift for good. He's giving it, right? Let's think of someone like, let's say Oprah. I believe Oprah's gift is listening. I believe she's a great listener. And by her listening to certain celebrities or people when she's interviewing them, she's able to open up more so they can pour in to her and she can let the viewers and the listeners get downloads to help them heal, right? Because she's in her gift of holding space, of being a phenomenal listener when people are speaking, when people are talking, right? So those are a few examples, but your gift can be cooking food. Your gift can be being a leader. One of my gifts as well is being a leader. I'm a great leader. On all my teams since I was young, I was a captain. I wasn't the best player, but somehow, some way, I've always in a leadership role, a leadership position where I just knew what I know, right? I just knew what to do. I just knew that I had to do these things. It was an instinctive thing where I didn't have to think about leading people to their promise, that leading people or teammates to their higher self, pumping them up, motivating them, inspiring them, giving them faith, giving them favor, giving them love, giving them confidence in gift. When you're in your gift, you empower the people around you. You help them go where they need to be. So it's important to discover your gift. It's important to utilize your gift. It's important to allow your gift to make room for you so you can make room for others in the universe. So we all can scale. We all can be in a high vibration, be free and be at ease. And we don't have to be chasing a dollar or chasing a high or a desire because what mass media has given us or what people have told us, friends, family, spouses, is like, no, what is your gift telling? What is that discernment you get, right? Some of you have great ideas. That's a gift. You come up with great concept. That's a gift. So, all right, how do you discover your gift? I kind of gave you a synopsis of what I think a gift is from my paradigmatic perspective. And here's the thing. When you're listening to these episodes on Bigger Talks, always know I'm speaking from my perspective, my paradigm. Some things might not resonate, and that's okay because I don't want everything I'm saying to be your authentic truth for you. I just want to peel back the layers of your mind and kind of think different about what's going on, right? So how do you discover your gift? I'm going to give you three ways. Three ways to discover your gift. Number one, I want you to really sit yourself down, get in a meditative space, and think about, okay, what is it that I do well without thinking about it? You can write this down, put it on your phone, or remember this. Sit down, put in a meditative state, space, and write down, think about, what do I do well without thinking about it? Then you might have to think about, what do you do well without thinking about it, right? That's one. Two, what is the most consistent thing that people come to you for? It could be advice. It could be how to cook something, how to do hair. I don't know. What is the most consistent thing that you think people come to you most about, right? Some of your gift can be service and others, right? And three, what is the thing that makes you the most excited? Like, you get excited when you're in this space and you get to do this thing. Like, what is it? Like, what brings you excitement, right? So number one, sit down and think about, what is it that I do well without thinking about it? Two, what do people come to you the most for and about that they trust your perspective and faith in it that you have an answer or in general? And three, what do you get most excited about that allows you to be in that space? Now, look, these three things might not lead to that actual gift fit, but I promise you, you will get to the root of what your gift is. So those are three ways how to discover your gift, to unpack the gift, to get to the root of the gift, to be in the gift. Because when we're working in our gift, we heal our soul. And why is it important for us to heal our souls? I believe it's important to take your soul, to go on a soul's journey and to evolve it and heal it, because there's other layers to your soul where there's different portals you can open up, right? But if we just kind of keep it complacent, stagnant, and we're not willing to grow it, then we won't really discover our true self. We won't discover our higher self, our best self. Now, the great thing about working in your gift, you're already evolving, right? Without even thinking about it, unconsciously. Let's think about people like athletes or actors or actresses, right? And then you constantly see them winning. They're constantly being successful. They're making money. It's because they're evolving their soul, right? Because they're working in their gift. Yeah, they probably had resistance outside of the profession and maybe in their personal life. We all do. No one's perfect. I'm not saying this is going to make you perfect. But what I'm saying is there's parts of their life where they're more free, they're more fulfilled, and they're more happy. And I believe that's when they're working in their gift. Got comedians. They're really good at making people laugh. That's a gift. So that brings them more healing. That brings them more evolution. That brings them more opportunity. That brings them more money. So what is your gift and are you using it? What is your gift and how much are you giving attention to it? Because here's the thing. The challenge is we will give attention to the things that don't heal us, that don't help us, that don't push us forward, i.e. a job, right? That we don't like. We're giving it all our time, energy, commitment. Yeah, relationship. We're in a relationship, partnership with someone we don't love as much as we think we do. We're not fully invested as much as we should, because they're not in alignment or where we need to be or where we're going. So we're allowing emotion to take over our existence. However, we're giving it all our energy, all our thoughts, all our fears, all our anxiousness, right? So you got a job, you got a relationship. And then last but not least, we're giving all our energy and time to people's opinions, people judging us, what they think. Who cares? But see, when you're working in your gift, these three things, the career, the relationship, outside opinions don't matter. Because you're in your gift. So you're either actually making these things better or you're attracting things on that vibration of these things that's more soothing for your soul, right? So the main thing is we have to be in our gift, people. We must. And the reason I say this is because we actually help the collective consciousness heal, right? Because we're in our gift. Now, the tricky part about not being in your gift, I believe, comes from a place of lack and limitation from what the world teaches us, what the world tells us, what the world is giving us. The news, you know, mass media, social media. You know, they're always making it about tabloids, but celebrity, something negative, this virus, that fear, recession, crypto. All these things are distraction from you being in your gift, finding your gift, and giving your gift. So that's one way to not be in your gift. Is to distract you, to disconnect you from yourself, your higher self, your best self, to be in alignment of your gift. So my intention is for you listening right now. And if you're listening to this, that means you have a gift and you must get it. And you've been sitting on it. You've been waiting for the right moment. You're not as confident as you should be. It doesn't make sense because maybe you don't think you can make money. Get out of that. Get into your gift and get it. Because the more you give the gift, the more gifts will return to you. Our gifts will give us more gifts from the universe. So people, your gift is important. You are a gift. Just being in this existence, you are a miracle, right? The miracle is the gift, right? In whatever season you're in. But if we can move towards being in our gift a little bit more, I believe we'll make everything else around us better. Now, here's the thing. You might have a job that you work, keeps you all your time and attention. You have to pay your bills. That's great. I'm not saying quit your job. What I'm saying is whatever your gift is, if your gift is business, you like selling cards or selling products, or your gift is helping someone or whatever it is, while you're at your job, exercise on a sideline outside of the profession, give your energy to your gift and find ways, part-time job or just create time block, and give energy to that gift, right? I know I was sitting with a friend the other day. She's an interior decorator, and she puts like nice paintings and, you know, sculptures and stuff like that in like people's homes. She's like, I want to consult people. I want to coach people. And I'm like, so why are you not doing it? And she had all these excuses of why. And I'm like, but where is that coming from? Who's telling you you cannot do that because you do this? But I don't know, perception. People see me as an interior designer. I don't think they would see me as a coach or a consultant. And I said, you don't know that. I said, you're giving that meaning. And therefore, you're putting the energy on it. So guess what? You're going to get what you give to it. However, how about let's take a different approach and say, you know what? I'm going to offer consulting on the side and I'm going to buy into with my business and see where it takes me. But don't give it doubt and fear before you do it. It's a lot of us out here have a gift and we're so afraid to do it because we're so afraid that we're going to fail, how it's going to look, people are going to judge us. So what? It's your gift. Get in tune with it so it can help you, right? It's important. I want you to be in your gift. You can help me. Like, it opens up doors. It makes room for you. Before we get off here, I want to speak on 2 days ago, my intuition. So, you know, earlier in the episode, I talked about intuition. My intuition was telling me, I was driving, I was coming home, and it says, you should go live and talk about how your gift healed. When you work in your gift, it will heal your soul. So when I work in my gift, I heal my soul, right? That's what it kept coming to me and say, okay, going live tonight, 7:30 p.m. PST, it's 10:30 on the East Coast. Okay, going live, you know, hop on. Sitting there, I'm talking about a little bit of what I'm talking about here. And I'm just saying, hey, people, we got to get in our gift. I'm pushing everybody to get in your gift. Get in your gift. It's important. It's going to heal your soul. It's going to heal your soul. It's going to heal your soul. You know, don't be afraid. No fear. Go for it. Don't let distraction stop you. Listen to your intuition, all the things. And so as I'm on, there's an Instagram handle, Gracie, can't remember the last, maybe with some numbers. And he's like, I want to scream. I'm like, you want to scream? Like, why are you on the screen? I just like, well, scream. Like there's, I don't know if it's scream therapy, but there's something like when you scream or you yell, like it actually heals parts of your body. Look it up. But I was like, okay. So then they kept chiming, can you call me? They kept requesting you to go live. And I was like, I was kind of apprehensive because I'm like, I don't really feel like going live. And they just, I didn't really know what to expect. So continue to talk, people chiming in. I'm like, hey, where everybody from? What's going on? Somehow, some way, you know, the Gracie handle comes in. I don't know. I think they just sounds like they were saying they were going through something. They said they're depressed. I said, okay, let's unpack that. Why are you depressed? I said, do you think it's chemical? Is it work-related? Is it finances? Is it a relationship? Like, I'm really trying to get to the root, right? Like, why do you think you're depressed? Like, I don't know. I just... And then slowly but surely, Gracie comes back and says, I think I'm depressed because I'm wearing a mask when it comes to my work and my friends and family. I'm not being myself. I said, bingo! You didn't have to go to therapy for that. You just were vulnerable with me in this moment. You discover why you're depressed because you're not being yourself. Right. So this person honestly spoke on why they think they're depressed because I asked several questions. Oh, we got an answer. We got to the root of it. Cool. So now the person's like, oh my God, like I want to cry. I'm okay. Cry, you know? So now I done built rapport with this person probably for like 7 to 8 minutes on a live. Right. And we just talk. And he's like, can you call me? So I'm like, all right, cool. Let me call. Put them on live. And I'm like, Gracie, you know, and they're there. You can just kind of tell they're a little bit shooken up. And tears actually in their eyes. And I'm like, listen, it's all good. I said, you see what happens when you be yourself? I said, you just had a breakthrough. You just healed yourself. Because you wasn't afraid to be authentic about how you were feeling in the moment. And you opened up to me. You don't even know me and you were able to heal. And I said, people, what have I been saying this whole time? When we work in our gift, we heal our soul. And I was thinking about our soul, but look, we just had a healing moment with Gracie. And look at her. And she just started crying even more. And I just had everybody on live, send her hearts, 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 send her hearts. We kept sending her hearts, hearts, hearts. I said, see, look at all this love. Now you're getting all this love. Look, you're getting healed in the moment. All because you was vulnerable. All because you was open. I made you feel safe about not being judged. And no more depression. We're not claiming that. We're not owning it. Send our hearts. Everyone's like, you love, Gracie, you love. We love you. And I said, see, you see, when I was moved by my intuition, that discernment, that intuition, go on live. Talk about being in your gift and how it heals. So then we had a healing moment. So just wanted to share that story. Such a breakthrough for me, for everyone on the live who witnessed it. You can go to my Instagram at Eric Bigger. It's probably my latest live. Check it out. But it was a beautiful moment because I allowed my gift to help someone open up and heal themselves from being honest and being open. So people, the power of gift giving. Give your gift. Use your gift. Step into your gift. Be the gift. Use the gift so it can help you bring more gifts to the universe. Everybody connected to you. It's so important. Share this episode. Subscribe to Bigger Talks podcast. It's miracle season. Please use the gift. Step into your gift. Be the gift. Let the gift bring you more gifts so you can heal your soul and everyone else who's connected to your gift. So thank you for listening. By the way, I'm offering one-on-one miracle coaching, one-on-one, you and I. Click the link. Everything will be in the show notes. Stay tuned. I see you guys on the next episode. Bigger Talks. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Bigger Talks with Eric Bigger. If you enjoyed today's conversation and found it insightful, please consider sharing this episode with a friend, a coworker, or someone who can benefit from these insightful discussions. Your support helps us reach more listeners as we continue to foster meaningful dialogues about the diverse subcultures of American life. I'm Eric Bigger, reminding you that every conversation has the power to broaden perspectives and foster connection. Until next time, keep embracing the unexpected on Bigger Talks.